Hi, this is Joe at Barry Investment Advisors with a market update. Today, I'd like to focus on the importance of having commodities and natural resources represented in your diversified portfolios. There's a case to be made that we may be in a long-term inflation cycle that will manifest itself in higher commodity prices. Some of the points behind this argument are that the emerging world, especially India, have tremendous needs for building out their quality of life. Basic needs like air conditioning, electricity. Indonesia next door is the second largest, I think, growing economy right behind India. And they have tremendous potential for building materials, infrastructure, which put pressure on the demand for commodities and natural resources. China, there's two factors going on in China. One, manufacturers are diversifying away from China to have less risk, supply chain risk. Countries like India, Mexico, Vietnam are benefiting from that, but the change in the offshoring, by definition, is requiring more expense and more investment in plant and equipment. China also is on a policy to do massive exporting to try to help their manufacturing sector. Most of that's in automobiles, but that is putting pressure on the materials that go into autos. Also, at some point, China is going to have to resolve the millions of empty apartments that are not finished. I have to believe that there is a massive bailout coming at some point that no doubt will be rationalized, but that will continue to put pressure on building materials. Another factor is government deficits all over the world, but let's just talk about the United States. We are running trillion-dollar deficits, and in a positive way, a big portion of that is going into infrastructure and manufacturing incentives, semiconductor chip incentives. We have, I think, record amount of factory construction that has been stimulated by the infrastructure spending. I saw a figure that if you inflate the cost of rebuilding Europe after World War II, it's less than the commitment that we've made for infrastructure and semiconductor computer development. That will put pressure on natural resources, on building materials, and there is an expectation of data center demand due to AI that will put pressure on minerals also to get the data centers up and running. On the supply side, there has not been a great amount of development of new mines, of new oil exploration that should set up a potential supply and demand imbalance, which is very bullish for the price of commodities. You know, the best investment you can make is an economically sound company or industry priced at a reasonable price when Wall Street is not paying any attention. And this appears to be an area where that is true. All the excitement, as I record this, is still on a handful of AI names. And very little attention is being paid to a very important part of the world economy, which is natural resources and commodities. So I will leave you with that case. You don't put all of your eggs in any one basket, making the case that these belong in a diversified portfolio. If you'd like to discuss specifically how this applies to your investments, give us a call. We'll be happy to do an on-the-spot review. But this is a theme that you'll be hearing about as we roll out our reviews this summer. So more information is available on the website and our blog. Our regulatory information is available there also. So I thank you very much for listening and wish you a great summer. Thank you.